This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Global HIV/AIDS progress at risk as funding cuts threaten decades of gains. Editorially reviewed by Professor Georgi Pekakadze, MD, PhD, GMJ News Desk. External funding cuts and a backlash against human rights are threatening to reverse decades of progress in the global AIDS response, according to a UNAIDS report released Friday. The warning comes as chronic underinvestment in HIV prevention and community services undermines efforts to end the epidemic by 2030. Key takeaways: external funding cuts are threatening decades of HIV/AIDS progress globally. Human rights backlash compounds challenges to HIV prevention programs. Chronic underinvestment in community services undermines epidemic response 2030. Target year to end AIDS epidemic, a risk due to current trajectory. Global HIV response challenges, key threats to AIDS elimination. Efforts, 2026 funding cuts, 85 cent. Rights backlash, 72 cent. Underinvestment, 68. Source, UNAIDS Global AIDS Update 2026, Georgian Medical Journal News. External funding crisis threatens programs. The Joint United Nations Program on HIV/AIDS, UNAIDS, report identifies external funding cuts as the primary threat to HIV/AIDS response programs worldwide. Donor countries have reduced their commitments at a critical juncture when sustained investment is needed to reach elimination targets. This funding crisis particularly affects low- and middle-income countries that depend heavily on international support for their HIV programs. The reduction in external financing comes as domestic resources remain insufficient to fill the gap, creating what experts describe as a perilous moment for global health security. Human rights backlash compounds challenges alongside funding cuts. A growing backlash against human rights is undermining HIV prevention efforts, according to the UNAIDS analysis. This trend particularly affects key populations most vulnerable to HIV infection, including men who have sex with men, sex workers, and people who inject drugs. The human rights regression threatens to undo progress made in reducing stigma and discrimination, which have been crucial to successful HIV prevention and treatment programs. Community-based organizations that serve marginalized populations face particular pressure in this changing political climate. Underinvestment in prevention services, chronic underinvestment in HIV prevention and community services represents the third major threat identified in the report. Despite evidence showing the cost-effectiveness of prevention programs, these services continue to receive inadequate funding compared to treatment initiatives. The current trajectory threatens to reverse years of hard-won progress in reducing new HIV infections and AIDS-related deaths globally. UNAIDS Global AIDS Update 2026, community health services, which have proven essential for reaching vulnerable populations, face particular funding constraints. The World Health Organization has consistently emphasized that community-led responses are fundamental to achieving epidemic control. Implications for 2030 elimination goals. These converging challenges cast doubt on the achievability of the global commitment to end AIDS as a public health threat by 2030. The United Nations Sustainable Development Goal 3 includes this target as part of broader health objectives. Without immediate action to address funding gaps and protect human rights, the world risks seeing increases in new HIV infections and AIDS-related deaths after years of steady decline. This would represent a significant setback for global health and development efforts. What this means for patients: continued access to HIV prevention and treatment services may be threatened in affected regions. For clinicians, healthcare providers should advocate for sustained HIV program funding and prepare for potential service disruptions. For policymakers, urgent action needed to secure domestic financing and protect human rights to maintain HIV response progress. Frequently asked questions: what is causing the HIV/AIDS funding crisis? External donor countries are reducing their financial commitments to HIV programs. This comes at a time when domestic resources in affected countries remain insufficient to replace international funding. How does the human rights backlash affect HIV prevention? Regression in human rights protections increases stigma and discrimination against key populations most vulnerable to HIV. This makes it harder to reach these groups with prevention and treatment services. Can the 2030 AIDS elimination goal still be achieved? The UNAIDS report suggests the goal is at risk given current trends. However, immediate action to address funding gaps and protect human rights could help get efforts back on track. The international community faces a critical decision point in the fight against HIV/AIDS. Without renewed commitment to funding and human rights protection, decades of progress could be lost. The coming years will determine whether the world can overcome these challenges and achieve the goal of ending AIDS as a public health threat by 2030. Source: Perilous moment threatens to reverse years of gains in HIV/AIDS response.